Beloved, the Father of Lights is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Your love is kind. Your love is patience. Your love is glorious. Your love is unfathomable. The feeble, the clay, the one that is recognized as insignificant, the one that is called the babes by the principalities and power, you are brought into the kingdom in your love, in your kindness, in your grace. How do we express our thanks to this magnitude of things that you have drawn to the undeserved? We were darkness, so we were called. Gentiles, given to idols, without hope, without life. When you came, you gave us hope. You gave us life. You gave us recognition. You call us by our names. Thank you. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belongs all power. Whenever I call your name, you make a way. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus.
Your name is a strong,
your name is a strong tower, Jesus.
You belong
to belongs to you. All adoration belongs to you. Majesty and dominion. Anytime we call your name, you answer. Anytime you seek your face, you appear. Anytime we knock your door, you open. Anytime we seek from you, we find. What other name could be satisfying apart from your name? What other name could bring relief apart from your name? What other name bring meaning apart from your name? We sit on your name. We recognize your name. We bow to your name. We magnify at your name. We tremble at your name. Thank you. Thank you. Many would have been dead among us, but for your name. Many would have been forgotten among us, but for your name. Many would have been poor and abject, but for your name. Thank you. Thank you. On the basis of this name, we have come again to learn and to receive from you. Magnify your name. Reveal yourself. Speak the word of life. Tell us the next step. In this month of access, we want to assess things. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What give an access is your name. We want to assess things. We want to assess life. We want to assess prosperity. We want to assess joy. We want to assess greatness. We want to access glory. Let the name that is an access give access unto us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Help the lips of clay, turn it to the lip of power. Let me clearly see things. Let me clearly understand. Let me speak as your oracle. Let me minister to the needs of people individually. Let not my need be left out of this concept in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise the Lord. I want to thank our pastor, Pastor Shehiel Osanibia, and his wife for this privilege to stand here to be a blessing. I also want to appreciate every other pastor here for being a blessing. Each and every one of us, God has used us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And I find out that our expression is just begin with PGT. Praise God. It just begins with PGT. And we are going to express to the entire body of Christ in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be so much access. Access will be granted in such that we become a sort out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, I thank everybody for the privilege. Praise God. There are a few things that we taught in the church, but we failed to adopt because of lack of proper grasp of those things, and we do not appropriate it into the reality of our lives in order to have the great benefit of what those concepts represent as we begin to talk about it day by day. And so it is behoove on those who have the privilege to reemphasize and to reinstate and to make sure that those things sit in our heart such that we begin to have an appropriation of those things into our challenges as it comes by day. Praise God. We are born to face challenges, and it was deliberately positioned. We are deliberately positioned for that challenges in order to bring the knowledge of God. Praise God. Paul was speaking to the Philippians, and he began to tell them that blessed be to the Lord God who has made us to triumph in all our challenges, so that our triumph could become a testimony to them that are coming to face that challenges. So individual that is going through challenge is just because you are going to be raised, you are being raised as a tree in order to be a comfort to that person. And so I want to bring my thought from this concept of adoption. Praise God. The appropriation of it into the reality of our lives and the benefit of it, which we do not essentially recognize and which has made a lot of things to elude us or bring us into a certain state of perpetual fear, confusion, and untrust. Praise God. I will take my text from the book of Romans chapter 8. And I want to read from verse 14. I begin to read from verse 14. Okay, let me start from verse 12. Romans chapter 8. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Praise God. Flesh is not a master of a believer. Praise God. But flesh has brought us into a state of not recognizing who we are in Christ. We look at flesh and we begin to talk about sin alone. But beyond the concept of sin, flesh is an hindrance. Flesh is limitation. Flesh is what we see on daily basis. We do not see any other thing than flesh. And because this is what is continually appearing to us, we turn toward flesh. And we have forgotten the reality of who we are. And so Paul began to talk to them in Rome. You are not a debtor. You don't owe him. You are not obligation. We don't have any obligation to flesh. Praise God. So his suggestion and his ministration is inconsequential to who we are. But we are essentially brought down and pinned down as a result of the power of flesh, because that's the only thing we could see. That's the only thing we relate with. We wake up, the flesh is heavy. We cannot stand. We can't do things that we're supposed to do, especially things that have been dictated unto us by the Spirit, because flesh says you can't do it. You can't go. I'm not going to allow you to go. This is your place. And so, if we are on gear 4 again, we put it on gear 5. And we begin to sweep along with flesh until we recognize this truth that we are not a debtor. Can you say, I am not owing you? Ye flesh. Many of us think that we are indebted to flesh. I am not indebted to this flesh. This flesh is indebted to me. Praise God. The flesh is my messenger. I am not a messenger to the flesh. But the flesh has become my messenger. Wherever I want to carry my flesh is where I will ask my flesh to go. If I ask my flesh to sit down on the floor, it must sit down. Because I am not indebted. But the flesh will tell you that sitting down there has degraded you. You should not. Praise God. So Paul began to tell us that we are not indebted with the flesh. So verse 13 says, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. He's not talking about physical death. You won't be responsive. You won't be able to hear things. You will be able to understand things that are necessary of you or things that will bring life to you. Because you have yielded to flesh. You have conditioned your life unto flesh alone, and flesh has become the driver of your life. Praise God. And so death is inevitable. You are dead to life. You are dead to anything that is good. Because flesh is telling you that you are not able. What kills people in wilderness is flesh. We are not able. But two people say we are well able. They yield to the Spirit, but it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. What makes sense and appealing to man is flesh. Praise God. So the difference between a new creation reality and the one that is not born again is the recognition of the fact that I am not indebted to flesh. Praise God. That's the difference. That's the only thing that makes you apart from the one that is not born again. Otherwise, there's no difference. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? The sons of God. So my confession of the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior is not enough, but my being led and my being yielding to the Spirit of God is what confirms my sonship. Praise God. It's not about, oh, I've confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we will meet in heaven. Praise God. But you will die like men. You will suffer like men. You continue to live a life of impurity like men. Because you are afraid to yield to the Spirit. For them that are led by the Spirit, Now, the concept of being led by the Spirit is not something that we can, because it's another teaching. Praise God. It's not what we can open up. Otherwise, I won't get to where I am going. But it is important that there is prompting of the Holy Ghost that whisper to you from time to time, but because of deafness of flesh, you are not aware. Praise God. Somebody will say, Nkokon sofu mikpe. A man of God say, Nkokon lo sofu mi. Nkokon. You could not recognize the voice of the Spirit. You are a dead man. After the order of water. Eli. Yes, after the order of Eli, you are a dead person. There is no difference. Your case is worse than that of Eli. Eli does not have what you have. Eli live in the old covenant. But you are living in the New Testament. You still could not discern the voice of the Spirit. You are dead. You are dead and deaded. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 15 says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. I'm going to talk about that much later. Because it's very, very important, the limitation, the obstacle, the barrier, the reason why we have not become what he wants us to become. He said, you have not received the spirit of what? Of bondage. Flesh is a bondage. You have not received that spirit of bondage again to fear. But you have received the spirit of who? Of adoption. Whereby we cry, Abba Father. Praise God. Many of us might probably know an individual who adopted a son or a girl into his family as his adopted son or daughter. Praise God. But those things does not sit well with us in Africa. We don't recognize it because we feel that, why is he still a bit here? Praise God. What's wrong with him? But we have often forgotten that the concept of adoption is legal. Praise God. That concept is legal and it is transactional. And it is important for us to understand, because if you don't understand that concept of the earthly adoption, you will not understand the concept of your adoption as the son or daughter of the living God. You won't recognize, you'll be a beggarly, you will walk in a beggarly form like someone who is not a real son. Praise God. You won't walk like someone who is a son or a daughter. You will see that mentality that Belo will be me. I am a son of Belo. I'm not a son. I'm not his son. Praise God. I have changed my name in a legal term. There is a transaction that took place that made me to change my name. So my name is Bola of Christ or Bola of God. Do you understand? The same thing with each and every one of us, because a transaction took place as a result of my coming into the kingdom. I did not on my own walk into it. Praise God. And as God we want to have it, he brought his own begotten. He brought his own begotten to be adopted by a man. Praise God. So, the first example of adopted son was Christ, who was adopted by who? By Joseph. He wasn't a biological son of Joseph. But he was adopted by Joseph in order to teach us a lesson. And we could see how the Lord Jesus Christ deal with his adopted father, and now is the father deal with his adopted son. Praise God. They gave us a hint. At a point in time, he looked for him. And he said, where are you? Why do you trouble us, son? Praise God. He said, I must be above my father's son. He would have rejected that sonship if he did not follow Joseph home. Praise God. But he did a lot of good to show that this is my earthly father. Even though he was a father to Joseph in the spirit realm. But he humbled himself and received his fatherhood in order to teach us lessons. And we saw him. They call him Jesus, the son of a carpenter. What a derogatory name to the one that was born of God. To the one that was the first begotten of the Father. But he was teaching us a lesson of what this concept of our being adopted into the kingdom is all about, so that we will be able to hold on unto that which belongs to the Father. Praise God. So, our warped understanding of earthly adoption has given us a poor understanding of our adoption into the kingdom, or into the family of God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I won't forget in a hurry, and it made sense. I will never forget that. When he first resurrected, I have not gone to my God and your God, to my Father and your Father. He wasn't saying that until resurrection. Because the transaction has completed. The transaction has sealed at that point in time. A blood has been spilled. Who among you mothers that give birth to a child that did not spill blood? Who among you mother that give birth to a child that does not spill water? So the spilling of blood and water is an indication of our new birth. That was when our birth was sealed. Praise God. That was when we were born into the family of God. When they put sword on him, and the blood came, and the water also came. It's an indication of a newborn baby. Praise God. But we still don't understand because of the implication of flesh. So what we do is to fill a disparity between the Lord Jesus Christ and ourselves in relationship with God. We feel that Jesus Christ is the most beloved of God, and we are subordinate. We are not. Many years back, I can't remember, I came into an understanding of a revelation which may not have sat well with people, maybe because of my stature. And I said that man is the fourth person of Godhead. Praise God. Man is the fourth person of Godhead. When he says, come, let us create man in our own image and after our own likeness. What is he saying? The word, come, let us create man in our own image. Let us come. Let us talk about a plural form which indicates who? The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Okay? In our own image. So another person is being integrated into that family. So let's have four persons of God. Let us have another dimension of God here on earth. Let's have four persons of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ came, he spoke to man. He said, you are God. But you will die like man because you don't recognize it. You don't know it. Flesh has limited you in such a way that you could not grasp an understanding of your person, who you are. And so you are going to die like man. Praise God. So, our recognition of the fact that our adoption is transactional, is legal. Praise God. It is legal. Jesus Christ is not more superior. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't use that word. Jesus Christ is not much more closer to God than any of us. It depends on our relationship. I hope that is safe. Praise God. It depends on our relationship. Yes, the first begotten of the Father. And like we all know, every firstborn is always very close to the Father, even in the earthly realm. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've been accused of that. My other children will say, oh, it's always dollar, it's always dollar, it's always dollar. Because that was the beginning of my strength. That was the beginning of my strength. That's what made me a man. So when I wake up in the morning after my prayer, I cannot but remember dollar. When I want to make up, so you will always say, let's call Antidola. Make call. When I want to make call, the first thing I do was to call Dola. In fact, my little daughter is aware of that fact. Yesterday, I said, won't you call Auntie Dola? Won't you call Auntie Dola? It's okay. So when we see that tilting of God toward Christ, it is understood. It is a template in which we have emulated, but that does not make others not to be sons and daughters. Praise God. That doesn't make others. The fact that Dola is my first child does not make Tokwe not my child. Does not make Tunde not my child. Does not make Fehidara not my child. They are all my children. They all have access to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, why? Because they are all my, but they all came from me. They are all my own. The same thing with each and every one of us. Jesus is the first begotten. That's why he called us brethren. My brothers. The word brethren is brothers. He called us brothers. You, we are not brothers. He is not a brother to Gentile. He's not a brother to Muslim. He's not a brother to people who are not of him. He's not. He doesn't call them brother. It is us that he called brother. And he's not calling us brother for political reasons. He's calling us brother because that is exactly who we are in him. Praise God. That is who we are. We are his brother. We are his brethren. And the earlier we begin to recognize that, the better. Praise God. Hallelujah. Myself and Pastor Seri yesterday, we were talking about our sibling. Praise God. We are talking about our sibling. Good thoughts. Good thinking. Then I now begin to look at it that, this is how Christ thinks about us. This is how he thinks about us. Except you are wicked. Except you are not born again. That you will not think of your brethren or of your sibling with a good thought. Even though they are not saved. Even though they are not yet born again. They are still your brethren. Hallelujah. You will still have thoughts. Good thoughts towards them. So how much more? How much more the Lord Jesus Christ is having a good thought toward his brothers. He's thinking about me. He's thinking about you. There is no day that he has never thought about you, sir. Every day, his mind is full of you. Praise God. So, there's need for us to change our orientation. Now, basically, our major challenge is the fact that our positional sonship with God. Now, mark the word positional. You contribute nothing to it. It's not based. The Bible says that when we were yet sinners, he died for the ungodly. What we contribute is that we accept that offer. We are adults. And he intends to adopt us. And we say, yes, you can be our father. So we accept the offer. That's just what we contribute. So our positional sonship is not dependent on how what your flesh is saying. Does not depend on how weak your body is. It does not depend on how strong your body is. It depends on the transaction which he has made for you. It depends on the finished work on Calvary. That is what makes you his son. What makes me the son of God is not because I know how to talk. It's not because I know how to walk. It's not because I could be a smart person. No, it's not all those things. But because he went to the cross, he has shown mercy on me. He spilled his blood and his water upon me. And he gave birth to me. And I recognized that birth. And I accepted that offer. And I became his. So it gives me some blessing. It gives me some prosperity. It gives me some leverages. It gives me some advantage. And it is these leverages and advantage that the flesh does not want us to benefit and to explore. Praise God. Our flesh is wicked. Flesh is wicked. It is these leverages, these advantages, this honor, this thing that the adoption has done for us, flesh will not. How can we pray? Well, no, who pray long or long? You call yourself son of God. Who must have blocked that jatoni? How many of us has the flesh has ministered that to us? I want to buy praise God. You know, somebody wanted to hit my car and I dodged. The guy still say, oh no, my bad head. And I moved to the money. OTC, along batting your jet. Tobacco, Satan in my bat head. I know how to respond. Because that's a prayer. Do you understand that drift? But for God, along batting your jet. Praise God. So don't be offended when an unbeliever said that kind of thing to you. I just moved close to him and said, I know what to say to you. Because praise God. Hallelujah. So it's very important for us to come to this knowledge of the blessedness of adoption. Yes. The blessedness of adoption. So that a correct view of our positional sonship will be properly interpreted to us when we learn, when we know, and we understand what adoption is. Praise God. I don't want to go into nitty-gritty of the definition of adoption, but I think with what I have said so far, I've defined adoption. Praise God. So, having the view of God and the view of who we are in Him is the most important thing for us to enjoy the blessedness of adoption. There's a blessing in being adopted. Praise God. There's a blessing in being adopted. You know, I laugh with my KG poopies. Each time I go into KG one, Daddy Feyi, I'm a KKK, Daddy Feyi, I'll teach them what's up with my son. Daddy Feyi, my son, Daddy Mani. They understand what they are saying. Leave them. I'm Daddy Feyi. But that does not mean that Tokwe and others are not my children. Do you understand? Praise God. And she quite understood that privilege. And so, when I am walking, she walk with me. When I am going up, she come to my office or knocked. She sat on my lap the way you want to sit down. She do this. She put, I put on a dress. Was it on Friday? And I didn't know that Feyi has turned it. It was Pastor that told me, Akilele, I'm in Feyi in here. Otida, chocolate pop, I begin on Kwisi. Praise God. She will leave this. You need to understand this thing, please. I don't know how I will open our understanding, but I'm asking that God will give us that understanding so that we will know who we are. She will come and put my food, and she will tell me, I'm being Abasha with your food. I said, okay, you know it's Abasha. I will smack you if you do it again. In the same token, God smack us. The Bible said that he that his father lost, he tied. He chastened. Do not forsake the chastening of your father. For it is the father's love that makes father to chasten you. Listen, if I have not received chastening from God, I look for a way to chasten myself. I check myself. I say, Bogun Kadimo say no Ludeda. What is happening? God, what is going on? Don't leave me to my folly. Do you understand? And it's just because of awareness of who. So let me quickly, because my time is gone. Now, Ephesians chapter 3. Adoption brings a better view of God to you. And it gives you a better view of you, who you are in God. Ephesians 3, 14, 15. 14 and 15. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, a single family, in heaven and earth, his name. So, God, it is Paul brought this concept of two families unto us. There's God's family here on earth, and there's another family there in heaven. The family of God in heaven are God, who is the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the first begotten, among others. And we have the Holy Spirit, and we also have the host of angels. Do you know that they call them sons of God? Praise God. They call them sons of God. They call them sons of God. So we have a family of God, and they reference God. They bow down to God. They have access to God. They don't disobey the voice of God. They act according to the instruction of God. Hallelujah. 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 I stand as God sent, and I speak on behalf of an individual who is operating under the curse of his father, that curse is removed from your life. The curse that was placed on you as a result of anger, as a result of your wrongdoing, which, of course, as a result of the fact that you are a child, you have not understood the things of God and the dealings of God, and your father has erroneously, in anger and in oblivion of what curse does in the life of an individual, he placed a curse upon you. I stand just like Moses stood and removed curse upon Reuben. I remove that curse upon your life today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Henceforth, go forth and begin to prosper. Henceforth, your struggle ceases in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are coming into God's rest. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Everything. So there are two families. One is here on earth or there in heaven, and another one is here on earth. We know the family of God on earth, those who have given their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, who confessed the Calvary work and appropriated it into their lives, have become God's son. Praise God. I don't know the system of adoption in heaven. Praise God. But I know one thing, that Jesus Christ is the first begotten. How he begot him, when we get to heaven, he will explain to us. Praise God. He will tell us. But I don't know the concept of how others become his sons. But I also remember that even in heaven, when the Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected, he went into heaven with the sprinkling blood, and he sprinkled the blood upon the tabernacle in heaven. In other words, to also atone for the sins of the heaven. Praise God. So it atone. From the time this Lucifer was rebelled against God, heaven's sins has not been atoned until Jesus Christ resurrected. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have two family, and so it's a blessing. Do you recognize what it is? If you are a son of Dangote, you know what it is. Executive director. Do you understand? Kosi, executive director. There's no difference. Executive director of his company, because you belong to him. Amen. Hallelujah. How much more, son of God? So you are executive director over creation. Do you understand? You are an executive director over creation. If you could know it, if you could understand it, if you could appropriate it, you are an executive director over creation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, Romans 8:15. He said, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Now, the word fear here talks about phobia in Greek meaning. Phobia. And that is where the word phobia is coined out. Praise God. That was where the word phobia. What brings phobia is as a result of exaggerated situation and circumstances. I can't, how do I survive this? Exaggerated, it's exaggerated. Situation and circumstances. You just look at this. How do I overcome this? Will I ever come out of this? Could this become my loss? I am dead. You look at yourself because your strength is weak and your strength does not have capacity. Please, you give me another 10 minutes, Pastor, please. You give me another 10 minutes after this time out. And your strength could not overcome and overrun it, and you begin to exaggerate the situation. The Bible said that you cannot be tempted with such temptation that is beyond you. He knows that you have capacity. He's raising you as a testimony, a son of testimony. Praise God. That's why he said, can't it be joy? Because the joy of it is not now, but tomorrow. We may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Praise God. We have gone through stuff, oh. Many did not know. We have gone through stuff. I think I have said it. Right in this Akura in 2010, I was practically hawking on the road. Semara Fuel Safer. Will you buy Fuel Safer? On the road, at that, pastors of Mikini Oleta. Kodeta, no. Praise God. Semara Fuel Safer. I still have them in my cupboard. I think I gave some to you. In this city of Akure, each time I carry my bag, I'm going. My wife was crying inside. At what age? Mama Kiri Fuesefa. But I didn't see it as anything. I know it's just for a moment. I will overcome it. I will run through it. That's what God want from me that time. And I did it with all joy. With all gladness. Praise God. It has become a story. So when somebody come around and say, this is Amani Oti. What's your age? We are close to 50 when we were doing this. When we are going through this, we are selling it on the road. I remember some small boys. They came with the same first saver. I was selling my own 1,500. They were selling their own 200. The market is spoiled. And the secretary of transport worker, that man was a lawyer. He said, you are going to speak first. I said, no, don't kill the business. Let them speak first. And they spoke 200, first ever. And a lot of people started buying. I know that if I was to walk by flesh, my own will not sell. But I still have confidence that I will sell. So by the time I mount the podium, I said, you have bought fuel safer of 200 naira, which will take you to Lagos. You will replace it with another 200, making 400. Tomorrow, you still put another one, making 600. I said, multiply 200 by 7. They say 1-4. I said, I have one that you can use for eternal life. Do you understand? I said, I have one that you can use for all of eternity. It doesn't change. I said, look at it. Iron. And each and every one of them was returning what they have bought. Praise God. They were just returning it. Because I was not weighed down by the flesh. The flesh was telling me, Ojaiti Baje. Oh, God, 1,005. Talomara Lowe. But I was not weighed down. I just trusted God. And they were just returning it. And people came and said, God says, yo, thou. Praise God. It is very, very important to know that what you are going through is temporary. You are an adopted son. What you should do is to weave around your positional placement of who you are in God around it and activate a new season. A new season is coming. A new season is coming. New day is dawning on us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So the word phobia, so there is this exaggerated issues, circumstances, situations that the flesh will tell you, always tell him that, look, I am more than what? Conquerors. That's the response. There's always response to any negative ministration of flesh. There's always a spiritual response to it. I am more than conquerors. What you overcome, melee. A blind man, you could not see me as an overcomer. A meeting of the overcome melee. I'm a strong man, praise God. Even though the Bible said that let the weak say, I am strong. So we need to begin to, this is our positional sonship. These are the things that confirm our sonship. These are the things that God weave around us and that make us to overcome. But when you begin to weep like the one who does not have father, praise God. Harassment of today and Abigail with Peidara does not intimidate her as far as I am at home. The town's daughter said, I will report you to my dad. So I will report you to my dad. And she will come to me, Daddy, Auntie Abigail, even if Auntie Abigail has not beaten her. I said, when did she beat you? She want to beat me. I said, let her beat you first. Praise God. Why? Because you do understand that there is somebody who can defend. You have a defense. And it's in God. You have a great defense. It's in God. We need to begin to understand this truth and begin to activate it to our exaggerated situation and circumstances so that we can overcome those things. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the reality that could easily minister to us is the flesh. The unreal is the spirit. Praise God. But until we begin to superimpose the unseen upon the seen, we can't overcome. I've seen things, so I don't want to give testimony. I've seen things. Praise God. I've told you of a situation when I would have been jailed in this accuracy. You bring a fake certificate. You bring the certificate and it was judiciary. And you know that one could need the lawyer. It's just a mere pronouncement of a judge. Take him to Lokuta. Do you understand? And they sent for me. Come and defend this thing. And I saw a league of judges sitting down. Judges, no lawyer. Judges. The only lawyer among them was the court registrar. And the court registrar said, come and defend this, your stuff. And we give you 1.5 minutes. He said, they don't allow me to sit down. And I walk with confidence of who I know I am. I said, since you asked me not to talk, I will only show you some documents. And I moved to the man closely. And I began to open file. And after he had gone through about 3 pages, he said, who said this thing is not authentic? Who among you said this? He said, did you show this thing to him? I said, he has a copy. He has the file in his office. The man said, no, I didn't see the file. I said, the file is in your office, sir. That we even discussed about it yesterday. He said, I can't remember. Praise God. The man said, all that have applied for this, go and bring their file and promote them. Praise God. Why did I do that? It's not because I sabio. It's not sabi. But I remember that night I intercede. I pray before God. I said, Lord, grant me utterance. Grant me wisdom. Grant me confidence. Grant me knowledge. Grant me everything that I require to triumph. And I came out on scratch. Praise God. Up to today, they are still strong from judiciary. As a matter of fact, instead of writing directly to the school, they now write to me. I said, please, help us communicate this thing to your home school. Praise God. The appropriation of who you are will make you to always overcome. It's very important. I can't say it enough. It's very, very instructive. So, Romans 8, chapter 23, verse 23. Quickly, my last scripture. 8:23. He said, and not only they, but ourselves also. Now, you know, he was talking about the apostles. The apostles of the Lamb. Paul was talking about the apostles of the Lamb. And he wrapped himself. He said, even those of us that did not have the privilege to sit down with Christ and to walk with Christ. Praise God. And to walk with Christ, even ourselves, we groan. The apostles groan. Even in the presence of Christ. Hello, church. They groan. There was a time when they groaned and said, care not, we perish. It was a groaning. Care not, we perish. I don't know the way they approach Christ, so, but they have forgotten that the Lord of the universe was in the boat with them. The word careth not. Do you know that that word is derogative? Careth not that we perish. He said, you people of little faith. Praise God. And he rebuked the wind on their behalf. In other words, there's a process of groaning. Even though they were apostles of the Lamb and they were sitting down with Christ, who is God of sufficiency, who can give them one all things. And also remember the time when there was nothing, no food for them to eat. And he said, send these people away. Let them not die on our neck because of hunger. He said, give them food. And they look at him. That not even a million naira's worth of food can feed more than 40,000 people. I call it 40,000 because Pastor has analyzed it. 5,000 men. And he said that give them one wife, making 10,000. Two children, making 20, Abby. I think my hand. So do you understand? Making 20. How can we feed all this? And some one of them said, but there's one who have 3 fishes and 5 loaves. He said, sit them down. That was a groaning. Praise God. But were they not fed? You will be fed. You will be fed. Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. O kon dabe ni. Talo kori no. Talo kori. O somo lo kube ni. Akuni si kwe lui yare. Emi o bori suru dandan. Emi o bori suru. Emi a bori suru. Boti wukogun. Eche. Do you understand? Orienta in the 80s. Do you understand? And it makes sense. It's a Christian Sanderson. The man is still alive, Abby. He's still alive. So he came up. I don't know what he was going through. But he came, he began to make you will overcome your own too. Many of you will forget that you have ever had problem. And when you are speaking of problem, it will be with joy. It will be with gladness. Because of the concept of adoption. Always remember that you are adopted. Father, we are grateful. Thank you, our dear Father. Thank you for the grace and the gift of adoption. We recognize this, Lord. We will begin to walk in this line. We will not forget who we are. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will walk in the glory of our Father. And in his honor, we will continually be. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be to your name. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. Praise the Lord.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299. Or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.